好，本来昆泰之音服务员一聆听，今天是2019年5月7日，我们荣幸的邀请到 Tirtha Raj Prabhu 为我们讲解圣帕帕的甘露，逍遥甘露，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Namo Vishvadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Kamal Krishna Goswami Namane Namo Vishvadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namane Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshtarini. We're continuing to read about the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada.
我们来继续阅读圣帕帕德的逍遥。
One thing that I observed and noticed from last week's questions I wanted to clarify, and that is that the pure devotee of the Lord is not like Lord Vishnu.
我从上一周的问题当中呢，我注意到一点，那么就是主的纯粹奉献者他并不是 Vishnu 本人。
Srila Prabhupada was, after all, also a human being.
那么毕竟Srila Prabhupada 他是一个人类。
And as such, he also displayed different humorous behavior, and also he had likes and dislikes of what he liked to do.
那么作为人类呢，他就有他自己的特殊的品味，还有他的行为举止，以及他的喜好和厌恶。
So when we hear the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, and sometimes they sound like, why didn't Srila Prabhupada behave this way, or why didn't he behave that way, we should remember that he also had his own individuality.
当我们聆听到圣帕帕德的逍遥的时候呢，我们可能会想，那为什么帕帕德他不这么做呢？为什么帕帕不那么做呢？我们应该记住这一点。
Srila
Prabhupada 他也是一个个体。
Even in the spiritual world, different devotees of Krishna, different servants of Krishna also all behave in different ways, in their own unique ways.
那么在灵性世界，主以及主的仆人们，他们已经也是以他们独特的特有的方式来行为举止的。
We even read stories in the Krishna book of how Krishna steals butter.
我们在 Krishna 快乐全言这本书当中呢，读到甚至连 Krishna 他也会偷黄油吃。
How when Krishna plays his flute, all the ladies of Vrindavan leave their homes, leave their children, leave their husbands, and come running towards the sound of Krishna's flute.
在当 Krishna 吹奏他的笛子的时候，Vrindavan 所有的女士们，她们抛下他们的家庭、孩子、老公，都跑来跟 Krishna 约会。
So these are called Leela pastimes.
这又称为 Leela 逍遥时光。
So Leela means, of course, pastime, and it means that this is what actually makes the Lord and his pure devotees very attractive, that they have pastimes.
之所以称为逍遥时光，就是因为有这些逍遥时光使得主和他的奉献者那么有魅力。
They're not always bound by the moral or legal rules of this material world.
他们不受这个物质世界的道德或者是规范的限制。
So I just thought I would share this because when we reach the proper pastimes, we have to also understand these points and not judge the pure devotees from our own material conditioning.
所以当我们聆听到主的纯粹奉献者的逍遥的时候呢，我们不要以我们物质的受条件限制的眼光来评判主的纯粹奉献者。
Okay, so Srila Prabhupada was very good at imitating the sounds of men, animals, and machines.
圣帕帕德特别擅长于模仿人类、动物、机器的声音。
Now, he didn't do that by any machine or anything, but he did it because he could make these sounds, and even sometimes he would match certain Sanskrit words to the sounds of animals and birds and so on.
他模仿这些逍遥时光的时候并不是使用机器来模仿，而他是用的是梵文词 来模拟这些动物啊还是人类的声音。
And he always did it, he always imitated these sounds to make some Krishna conscious point.
他模仿这些声音来强调 Krishna 知觉的要点。
So one time in Beverly Hills, Srila Prabhupada gave a whole range of sounds. He imitated a whole many, many different sounds.
有一次在一个山丘，帕帕德他就模仿了一系列的声音，不同的声音。
Then, now, Srila Prabhupada had been sitting alone in his room, writing, when his servant came in.
Srila Prabhupada 正独自一人坐在他的房间写作，这时候他的仆人走进来。
So Srila Prabhupada began speaking. He said, there are many material sounds, just like I was listening and I could hear the sound of the freeway, the cars on the freeway.
他说在物质世界有各种各样的物质的声音，我坐在这里我就能听见那些高速路上的汽车的声音鸣叫。
Srila Prabhupada then imitated the cars.
Srila Prabhupada开始模仿是汽车的喇叭声音。
So the sound he made for the cars might be written down like in writing like boom boom, but it's not really possible to capture that sound inYou know, in writing or even to imitate the sound. But Srila Prabhupada gave an exact impression of what the cars were sounding like on the freeway.
那么用文字写下来在文字记录下来这些声音就好像 boom boom 的声音。但是呢这个要确切的模仿这些声音或者是真的记录下来也不是那么容易的。
And Srila Prabhupada even included a criticized,He included also some criticism of the endeavors of people rushing along the highway, you know, how they're just wasting their time going here and there.
Srila Prabhupada 甚至他努力的来去记录那些开着车在高速路上转悠浪费时间的这些人们他们情景。
And in the side street, the garbage truck is coming, and then he made another perfect imitation of this of the sound of the rubbish being collected.
这时候呢，在路边有一些收垃圾的清洁车开过来，圣帕帕德又开始模仿这个清洁车的声音。
And I also hear birds, said Srila Prabhupada. I can hear somebody nearby has roosters.
Roosters. What does rooster mean?
It's a male chicken.
OK， 这时候呢，旁边有一只公鸡开始打鸣，圣帕帕就开始模仿公鸡打鸣的声音。
Then Srila Prabhupada gave a perfect example of how the rooster was sounding.
然后帕帕的完美的模仿了公鸡的叫声。
Right, like this, the sound of the rooster. But then someday, said Srila Prabhupada, then he became completely quiet.
然后接下来呢，帕帕德就完全安静下来了。
The whole conversation had been taking place in the early morning, so in Srila Prabhupada's room, and therefore when he became silent, it seemed like the whole world was silent because it was early in the morning.
因为这个对话是在清晨的时候发生的，当帕帕德停下来不说话的时候，好像全世界都安静下来了。
And then he repeated.But then someday.
然后他接着重复说，那么有一天。
Suddenly, Srila Prabhupada imitated an exploding bomb.
帕帕突然开始模仿这个炸弹爆炸的声音。
The atomic bomb will go off, and it will all be finished.
原子弹会爆炸，一切都结束了。
Okay, next one. One time in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada noticed that some of his men disciples were letting their hair grow. Letting their hair grow.
Okay, 然后有一次在 Vrindavan, 帕帕德意识到呢，他的一些男仆人，他们的头发开始长出来了。
Different men had their reasons for growing hair, so Srila Prabhupada had not said anything.
But one day, in the presence of his servant, Harisuri, Bhagavat Das, and Bhagavat Das, Srila Prabhupada expressed his displeasure. So, in the presence of some devotees, Srila Prabhupada complained about why men were keeping long hair. So he turned to Bhagavat Das and he said, "You look very beautiful by keeping hair. What is your explanation?"
帕帕德就把头转向巴格瓦特大斯说，你留着头发看上去很美丽，你怎么解释这一点呢？你为什么要留续发呢？"
"Oh, I was advised," said Bhagavat, "that because I was going to the European countries, it would be required to keep this hair."
巴格瓦特就说，因为他们有人建议我去欧洲，那么在欧洲呢，就建议我要留头发。
Then Srila Prabhupada replied, he said, "But we have just won a victory in the court that we can keep a shaved head."
但是帕帕说，我们刚刚又赢得了一场法律诉讼，在法庭上，允许我们留头发。
Oh.
允许我们剃头发。
Then Bhagavat said, "Oh, but I asked their advice whether I should shave or keep the hair."
可是巴格瓦大师说，我问过他们，到底我是应该留头发还是剃光头发。
He was about to say more, but then Srila Prabhupada interrupted him.
他正准备接着解释的时候，帕帕德突然打断了他的话。
Then Srila Prabhupada said, "What is that nonsense advice? Who is that rascal that gave you this advice?"
这个无赖的建议是谁提出来的？哪个无赖建给了你这个？
Wait, let me say it again. So Prabhupada said, "What is this silly advice? Yeah, what is this silly advice? Who is the person who's giving you such advice?"
帕帕德就说，这个愚蠢的建议，这是一个多么愚蠢的建议啊！是谁给了你这个愚蠢的建议？"
That, who's giving you this advice that by keeping hair you become beautiful?
谁给了你这愚蠢的建议，让你留头发变得那么漂亮？"
He says, and then Srila Prabhupada said, "Hare Krishnas are known as shaven-headed. The whole society, all should be shaved-head."
帕帕说，整个Hare Krishna运动就被以剃光头而闻名。 所有的 Hare Krishna 运动的男性成员都应该剃光头。
Then Harisuri attempted to explain his own case.
Harisuri 又开始解释他自己为什么留头发。
And he said, "It was about 3 weeks since I..." But Srila Prabhupada interrupted him.
Harisuri 说，已经过了3周了，然后帕帕突然打断他。
"Every fortnight, at least," said Srila Prabhupada.
帕帕说，至少每2周要剃一次头发。
Means every 2 weeks, right? Yes. And then Srila Prabhupada again turned to Bhagavat and said, "Before going to Europe 6 years ago, you were also keeping hair like that. And you were saying, 'Oh, I have to go to Europe. I have seen that.' The real reason," he said, "is you like to keep hair. This is your mentality."
在四年之前，你去欧洲之前，你就开始蓄发了。这就是你的心态。Another
story. Srila Prabhupada regularly gave out cookies from the Vyasasan.
另外一个故事就是帕帕德习惯于坐在他的 Vyasan 座位上，然后派发小甜点。
But on a visit to the temple, to New Vrindavan temple, Srila Prabhupada one time gave out the entire prasadam meal right off the deity's plate.
有一次在新文达文，帕帕德就直接坐在瓦萨萨那，把给神像供奉的整个prasadam就开始派。
normally we never give out Mahaprasadam until the deity's plate has been cleaned and the prasadam has been transferred to another plate. So normally this is not, you know, in deity worship one should never give anybody prasadam directly off the Lord's plate. It should first be taken off, the plate washed, and then the prasadam could be distributed.
通常而言呢, 我们从来不会直接 从神像的盘子当中派发prasadam。 一般呢就是把这个神像的mahaprasadam端下来之后, 腾在另外一个盘子当中, 然后清洗过之后再派发。
So, Radhanath Das, he was a pujari, so he had a strong desire to approach Srila Prabhupada with the deity's plate immediately after offering it to the deity. So he rather boldly, he came up to Srila Prabhupada on the Vyasasam with a plate.
Radhanath Das, 他是新闻达文的普扎人, 他当时内心有一个种强烈的愿望, 他就 端着这个玛哈，就给神像供奉的玛哈， 就直接端到了帕帕德的面前。
So, but before he got to Srila Prabhupada, he was stopped by Srila Prabhupada's secretary, who said, "Where are the cookies?"
但是当他端着这盘子来到帕帕面前的时候， 帕帕的秘书阻止了他， 问他, 点心在哪里？
So Radhanath said, "We don't have any. We only have this deity prasadam. We only have the prasadam that's on the deity plate."
Radhanath Das 就说, 我们今天没有甜点, 我们只有这给神像供奉的这个这一盘 prasadam.
"Forget it," said the secretary. You cannot give it out like this. You cannot give out, you know, the sabji and the rice and everything like this. You cannot give this out from the Vyasasan."
Papa的秘书说, 把这件事忘了吧, 你不能把神像的大米饭, 蔬菜, sabji, 这样派给奉献者。
But Radhanath managed to approach the Prabhupada from a different direction.
但是Radhanath是从另外一个方向去来到帕帕的面前。
When Srila Prabhupada saw the plate, he smiled. He took it and he began sampling each preparation with a spoon.
帕帕的看到这盘prasadam之后就微笑了，他开始用他的勺子开始每一样品尝。
Over 100 devotees were present and they all rushed forward.
Sorry, you mean sampled is Prabhupada ate it using his own spoon?
Yes.
Oh, okay. 然后看到这个景象之后呢, 上百个奉献者就开始蜂拥过来。
Sample means like to test, you know, you take a little bit just to test something. That's called taking a sample.
Okay, yeah.
So more than 100 devotees came rushing forward. Usually they would stand like in a formal line to get one cookie, but this time the devotees came rushing forward.
一般来说,奉献者会排着队来领甜点,但是这一次呢,他们全都一拥而上。
So Srila Prabhupada went from one preparation to another, eating just a little bit, and then distributing it to the outstretched hands of the surrounding devotees.
Srila Prabhupada 用他的勺子就每一样品尝了一点，然后呢就把剩下的 maha 派给了一百个伸出来的手。
After finishing each preparation, Srila Prabhupada also gave away the silver bowl. The deity's silver bowls.
然后派完整盘prasadam之后, 帕帕德把神像的这个银碗也派出去了。
Because it was also prasadam.
因为这也是prasadam。
Finally, all that was left were two large gulab jamuns.
最后剩下的盘子里只剩两个很大的甜奶球。
You know what gulab jamuns are?
Gulab jamuns, yeah. Sweet ball.
Yeah. And the children began to cry out, "Prabhupada, give it to me!"
这时候就有小孩子使劲在那里嚷，帕帕的给我！
So the Prabhupada took his time, and at last he shook his head, "No."
帕帕德停了一会儿，最后他摇了摇头说，不。
He took the gulab jamun up, He took it himself and he bit into it.
他用手拿起那个甜奶球，然后又一口咬了咬下去。
And you know they're very gulab jamuns when they're made properly. They're full of sugar juice. They're dripping.、They're dripping with syrup.
这时候呢，这个大的这个甜奶球，它就开始流那个糖浆。
So at the first bite, the gulab jamun juice squirted out, and it wetted several devotees who began dancing and shouting.
然后啪啪的一口咬下去，这个甜奶球 gulab jamun 就开始喷射出那个糖浆，流到身边的喷到身边的几个奉献者身上。这几个奉献者就开始手舞足蹈。
After two bites, Srila Prabhupada gave out the remnants of that gulab jamun.
啪啪的咬了两口之后，就把剩下的就派出去了。
The first bite on the second gulab jamun also produced a big amount of juice when squirting everywhere all over the devotees.
然后帕帕德就又开始咬第二个甜奶球，这个糖浆又开始喷四射出去，然后呢，周围的奉献者都开始跳起舞来了。
And by now, the whole temple room was like a very happy. All the devotees were very happy.
这时候整个庙宇呢，就洋溢着这个喜乐的气氛。
This whole episode, this whole event.Lasted about 15 minutes, and Srila Prabhupada was feeling great enjoyment, laughing and watching everybody trying to get the Mahaprasadam from his hand.
然后这个整个景象呢，让帕帕德内心非常的欢喜。他这整个持续了15分钟，帕帕德就一直坐在那里，然后观看着整个奉献者就在那里抢这个玛哈的情景。
Okay, here's something more serious.
接下来这是一个。更加严肃的故事。
And this is something that we don't seem to follow in ISKCON, but this is what Srila Prabhupada said.
现在我们的Goji Krishna 知觉协会不再遵守这个，但是这是帕帕德本人所说的话。
This is from a letter, January 11, 1976.
这是一封信，是1976年所写的。
He said the harmonium may be played during bhajan if there is someone who can play nicely.
他说，在巴赞的时候是可以弹奏 harmonium 琴的，如果他能弹得很好。
But harmonium is not to be used for kirtan and arati.
但是在 kirtan 唱诵的时候和 arati 的时候是不用 harmonium 琴。
So bhajan means when you sit together with a group of devotees and maybe you play some Vaishnava song.It's like bhajan. But Prabhupada said that we shouldn't use the harmonium for kirtan or during the arati ceremony.
Bhajan 呢就是几个奉献者坐下来在那里唱诵一些歌曲。那 kirtan, 帕帕说在 kirtan 和 arati 的时候是不用 harmonium 琴的。
So this is an instruction that it seems in ISKCON nobody is following.
这条信誓呢看上去在 ISKCON 当中没有人遵守。
I don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
On another occasion, Srila Prabhupada was present during a kirtan by his disciples in the New York temple.
另外一次呢在纽约庙宇当中呢帕帕德加入了唱诵。
For the devotees, it was the perfection of their singing and playing to do it for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure.
对于奉献者来说呢，为了取悦圣帕帕德去歌唱、去演奏，这是他们生命的完美。
The madanga player had been learning to play some complicated sounds, and he was demonstrating his abilities in the kirtan.
这个美当个鼓手呢，他学了一些非常复杂的这个鼓点儿。他就开始就在这 kirtan 的过程当中呢展示他的技艺。
Srila Prabhupada stopped the kirtan.
Srila Prabhupada 就命令这个唱诵停下来。
And he said to the madanga player, he should follow the person who was leading the kirtan, not play in his own little universe, but he should follow the person leading the kirtan.
他对这个每单个鼓手说道，他应该按照就是跟着Kirtan唱诵领唱的人，而不是在那里展示的自己。
Then he started the kirtan again, but it happened again and again. Srila Prabhupada stopped the kirtan.
然后唱诵呢又开始继续进行下去，之后过一会儿，帕帕又再次阻止了，停止了 kirtan.
And then Srila Prabhupada again, he told the drummer to follow the leader.
这个帕帕德又开始告诉这个鼓手要跟着领唱。
And then on another occasion, Srila Prabhupada said, the drum.Should not be played louder than the voice.
有另外一次，帕帕德说，这个鼓声不应该比人的声音、唱歌的声音要高。
In 1966, in New York, a boy came with a record of a famous Indian musician playing a sitar.
1966年，在纽约庙。有一个人就拿着一个印度一个著名的西塔歌手
You know what a sitar is? Yeah.
Yes. 这个 sitar 是一个调印度的一种乐器，很悠扬的弦乐器。他就拿着这个 sitar 的一个光盘光碟来了。
The boy asked, as soon as the music began, Srila Prabhupada began to smile. So then the boy asked, do you like this music?
这个音乐一响起来，帕帕德就微笑了。这个人就开始问帕帕德：“您喜欢吗？”
So the Prabhupada said, "This is sense gratification music."
帕帕说：“这是感官享乐的音乐。”
The boy was hurt, you know, he was upset, and he said, "What do you mean? They play this in temples in India."
这个男孩就感到内心很受伤，他就说：“您什么意思？他们在印度都是放这种音乐的。”
So Srila Prabhupada insisted, no, this is sense gratification music. And this musician, he's just a businessman.
帕帕说他仍然继续强调他的要点，说不，这是感官享乐的音乐，而这个音乐家他只是一个生意人而已。
The boy then replied, well, you used to be a businessman.
那这个男孩反唇相讥，您以前不是也是做生意的吗？
Srila Prabhupada just laughed and he said,Because I was naked then, I should go naked now.
然后帕帕德就笑起来了，他说，那我那时候裸体，我现在也应该裸体吗？
Well, what if this musician wanted to become a devotee, asked the boy.
男孩说，那么如果这个音乐制作人，这个做生意的人，他现在要变成奉献者，那怎么办呢？
Oh, that would be very nice, said Srila Prabhupada.
帕帕说，哦，那太好了。
That's if he comes.
啊，如果他真的来。
He said, but this is still sense gratification music.
但这个音乐仍然是感官享乐的音乐。
Another one, Srila Prabhupada tells a story.
另外一个故事，帕帕讲了一个故事。
In India, Srila Prabhupada once gave Tejas Das advice on how to get the help of big men.
在印度，帕帕德有一天就给 Tejas 帕布建议怎么去获取那些大人物的帮助。
He said, "You need to use the rabbit and lion philosophy."
你要用那兔子和狮子的哲学。
So you understand rabbit and lion, right?
Yes.
So,So, do you know the story?
No, not really.
So, one time, a group of rabbits were being eaten by a lion.
有一次呢，有一群兔子正在被一头狮子所吞掉。
So, they made an agreement, and they met with a lion, and they said, please, can you just limit your killing? Can you, you know, don't eat so many of us?
这一群兔子呢，就来到狮子跟前说，我们能不能达成一个协议？您限制一下您吃兔子的这个数量，您不要滥杀无辜。
So they said to the lion, "We're all terrified, and you are also not getting to eat every day. So why don't we make this agreement that every day one of us will come to you and you can eat us? And this way, we will not be so terrified, and you will get at least one rabbit a day."
然后这群兔子呢，就跟狮子说，我们都被你给吓坏了，你也吃不了那么多呀，我们就这样达成协议好了，每天呢有一只兔子被您吃掉，这样您就能保证每天您都有兔子吃。
So the lion agreed to the proposal.
这头狮子呢就同意了兔子的建议。
But one day, one of the more intelligent rabbits thought, "What is this? Why am I going to die? Today is my last day. Let me enjoy on the way."
有一天呢，有一头比较聪明的兔子就想，这是什么道理啊？我为什么要去送死呢？那为什么我不在路上享受一下呢？
So in a very casual way, sometimes stopping beside a river, then a well, taking his time. The rabbit finally arrived, but he was late in front of the lion.
这只兔子在路上呢，就一会儿在河边停一会儿，一会儿呢又在井边待歇一歇，然后慢慢腾腾的，最后呢才来到了这个狮子面前。然后这时候他已经迟到了。
And the rabbit replied, "It's not my fault."
这只兔子说，这不是我的过错。
He said, "On the way, there was another lion."
在路上我碰到另外一头狮子。
And he was going to eat me.
他要吃掉我。
And, I'm just lucky that I could get away from him so that I come to be your meal.
哎呀，我真是侥幸逃脱了，我才来到你跟前，能成为您的口中大餐。
Then the lion said, "Who is challenging my authority? Let me find him."
这头狮子愤怒了，谁在挑战我的权威？让我去找这个人。这头狮子。
So the rabbit said, "Okay, follow me." And he led him to the edge of a well.
这只兔子就说，那好吧，您跟着我。然后就把这头狮子领到了这个井边。
And he said, "He's in there."
他就在那儿。
The lion looked inside and he saw the shadow of a lion.
这头狮子往这井里看到一头狮子的影子。
When he roared,The reflection lion also roared back.
他朝这头狮子使劲的大吼，那里面的狮子也朝着他大吼。
So the lion jumped into the well to attack him.
狮子一下跳到里头就攻击那个影子。
In this way, the rabbit finished the lion.
就这样，这个聪明的兔子就把这头狮子的命给结果了。
So Prabhupada told Tejas, "You can also do that."
帕帕德告诉 Tejas, 你也可以这样去做。
He said, if a high level man says something favorable, then you can go back to him and you can complain on his behalf.
如果一个有身份的人呢，他对我们是友好的，你下次就可以再去找他，然后代表他来抱怨。
Tell him that you have told one of his clerks or ministers that the top level man said you must give permission.But the clerks means the secretary. They're not caring for his words.
你就跟这个大人物说，您的秘书、您的大臣，我告诉他们了您所说的话，可是您的这些大臣和秘书们都对您的话不理不睬。
Then the top minister will say, "Oh, they're not listening to me. I will go there and I'll finish him."
然后这个首相就是这个大人物就说，哦，真的吗？那我会去搅他们，把他们都干掉，结果掉。
In this way, Prabhupada advised how to get a top minister to help get permission for whatever you want to get.
就这样呢，帕帕德就告诉这个 Tejas 怎么去找，让这个首相去按照他的话言听计从。
Okay. Okay, this is about Srila Prabhupada and silence.
下一个故事是有关于 Srila Prabhupada 和静默。
Srila Prabhupada could take his morning walk in silence And then sometimes he would break his silence.
有时候帕帕德在清晨散步的时候一言不发，有的时候呢他又打破这个静默才说话。
Even more striking or strongly was his silent response to something you said.
更令人恐怖的是他对周围的人所说的话呢他一言不发。
A disciple could ask a question and he would just get a long silence.
门徒有时候问帕帕的问题得到的答复就是长时间的静默。
A strange-minded woman from one time went into Srila Prabhupada's room with some of her relatives and sat in Srila Prabhupada's presence for a long time while no one spoke to her at all.
有一次呢有一个头脑中有怪异思想的一个妇女带着她的亲戚就来到帕帕的房间坐在那里人很长时间呢没有人就回答理这个女士。
Later they all thought that Srila Prabhupada was doing something mystical. They weren't supposed to talk and he was also reciprocating by sitting there and not speaking, although a considerable time went by. So they, even though Srila Prabhupada didn't say anything, they thought this was some mystic thing that Srila Prabhupada was doing by not talking to anybody.
那么这个女人这个妇女在坐在那里什么的答案什么话也没有得到然后她的门徒呢就心里就在这里想帕帕德呢当时呢他正在做那些玄秘的展示一些玄秘的力量他虽然呢坐在那里但是他长时间的呢一言不发以此方式来应对这个头脑怪异的妇女。
And with his servants, Srila Prabhupada could sometimes travel long distances without talking.
帕帕德呢也会跟他的仆人一起走很长的路一言不发。
One time on a long flight from Germany to Australia, he was silent and he only said very few things.
有一次从德国到澳大利亚的长途旅行过程当中呢帕帕德一路上一言不发期间呢他只说了很少的几句话。
Sometimes when he would make comments, there would also be long silences.
有时候呢他只是做一两句评论之后呢又是很长时间的静默。
This is called, his being silent is also sometimes called grave, gravity.
Prabhupada 的静默有时候也被称为严肃。
And in the Nectar of Devotion, this quality is described as follows. It says, a person who doesn't express his mind to everyone or whose mental activity and plan of action are very difficult to understand is called a grave person.
在《奉爱的甘露》这本书当中是这样描述的：一个人他不轻易地向别人袒露他的心思，而是在那里保持沉默，这样的人被称为严肃。
Also, Srila Prabhupada liked his room to be quiet. He couldn't tolerate noises.
帕帕德喜欢他的房间安静，不能忍受噪音。
So sometimes Srila Prabhupada would even wake his servants to go and chase dogs that were barking outside, especially when he was trying to translate in the early morning.
有时候呢，在清晨，圣帕帕德凌晨在翻译的时候呢，他甚至会把他的仆人叫醒，去把在四周在那里狂吠的狗给赶走。
And during his lectures, even when Srila Prabhupada was having lectures, he could hear any strange noises in the building, and sometimes he would ask the devotees to please make sure they would stop.
圣帕帕德在讲课的过程当中呢，他有时候听到这个大楼里发出的奇怪的声音，他就会命令他门徒去阻止这个声响。
But for Srila Prabhupada, real silence was the fact that he would never speak any nonsense.
对于Śrīla Prabhupāda而言呢，真实的情况，真正的静默是他不会胡说八道。
He could talk non-stop about Krishna.
他可以对 Krishna 的话题连续不断的讲话。
Sometimes a foolish guest would speak some mundane nonsense, and Śrīla Prabhupāda would just tolerate it by being silent.
有的时候，有的愚蠢的客人，会胡说八道，帕帕德呢，只是在那里一言不发。
It was unnatural to see Śrīla Prabhupāda silent in the presence of another person because Śrīla Prabhupāda was the one who should be talking.
看到帕帕德在这些愚蠢的客人面前一言不发，这很正常的，因为本来就是应该帕帕德在那里讲话。
He had absolute knowledge, and all others should have been silent and let him speak if he wanted to speak.
Sorry.
All others should have been silent because Śrīla Prabhupāda had absolute knowledge. Actually, everybody else should have been just kept quiet and let Śrīla Prabhupāda speak.
因为帕帕德拥有绝对的知识，本来就应该是四周的客人在那里保持安静，听帕帕德讲话。
Okay, here's another funny story.
现在有另外一个滑稽的故事。
When Śrīla Prabhupāda first went to India with his American disciples, he sometimes took them on tours of holy places in Vrindavan and Mayapur.
圣帕帕德第一次带门徒去印度的时候呢，他就带着门徒去朝圣 Vrindavan 和 Mayapur.
So one day, Śrīla Prabhupāda was going with a few disciples in an old American car, and they were going to visit Devnagar, the birthplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
有一次呢，帕帕德就和带着几个门徒就乘坐一辆老式的美国轿车去了Nagar， 就Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的诞生地。
So Śrīla Prabhupāda was sitting in the front seat with the driver, and Shyamasundara and four other devotees were squeezed into the back seat.
帕帕德坐在副驾驶 ，Shyamasundara 和另外。他们一共四个人就挤在了后座上。
So they soon discovered, however, that the old car didn't have a horn.
他们发现了这条老式的轿车没有喇叭。
And driving in India without a horn is impossible, and the journey was going to be at least 2 hours.
要在印度没有喇叭的情况下开车呢，是非常令人恐怖的，需要至少2小时的时间。
So Śrīla Prabhupāda was concerned, how are we going to make it?
Śrīla Prabhupāda 很关切，那么怎么能过到那里呢
？So soon after it started, so Śrīla Prabhupāda came up with his own horn.
那汽车发动之后呢，帕帕德拿了自己的喇叭。
So, Śrīla Prabhupāda found a metal plate in the car.
帕帕德在这个轿车当中呢，找到了一个金属盘子。
Then he had the car stop, and the boys got him a stick from the ground.
他让车停下来，让这个男孩子们从地上捡了一个棍子。
Then, as the car was going along, Śrīla Prabhupāda would hold the plate outside the car window and bang on it with a stick whenever there was a need to, for passing cars, for shooing people or animals from the road.
那帕德呢，就开始就把那个身子那伸到外面，每当呢有需要。车停下，车前面有行人或者是什么挡住了车的去路的时候，帕帕就用这个棍子敲响这个金属盘子。
So the devotees were amazed, and they were overjoyed at this simple display of Śrīla Prabhupāda's horn, which he continued to operate from the front seat during the whole journey.
这些男孩子们对帕帕的这个举动都感到非常的吃惊，也很高兴。这样在整个的旅程过程帕帕德呢就一直这样拿着这个盘子和这个棍子敲击，然后让这个安全到达了目的地。
This will be copied by the Indians, said Śrīla Prabhupāda.
帕帕说印度人应该模仿这个做法。
They will think this is a new American invention.
他们会想，哎，这是一个美国的新发明。
They will also get a plate and a stick and use this instead of the horn.
他们也会找一个金属盘，还有找一个棍子，而不是在那里使劲的按他们的喇叭。
Yes. So you can see Srila Prabhupada had also a certain simplicity and at a certain time, and certainly also was a very practical person.
看出那帕帕德他是一个既简单又实际的人。
Yeah.
When, okay, this is another story. When the God brother saw that Tejas and his wife were sometimes quarreling, they suggested he should ask Srila Prabhupada to allow him to take sannyas.
当God brothers, right?
It means God brothers of Tejas.
当Tejas的神兄弟看见 Tejas有时候跟他的妻子吵架, 就建议他要去当托钵僧。
They said, this will enable you to preach.
这样你就可以去传教了。
So Tejas thought, well, my marriage is difficult, so I'll go and ask Srila Prabhupada at the next opportunity.
In
those days in India, it was not very difficult for the devotees to ask Srila Prabhupada in the privacy of his room and ask him some personal question.
在那个年月呢，奉献者去帕帕德的个人私人房间去问他私人的问题，这是很司空见惯的。
Finding Srila Prabhupada alone one evening, Tejas came to him.
有一天晚上，帕帕德独自一人在房间的时候，Tejas就来到他面前。
So what do you want? Asked Srila Prabhupada in his typically direct manner.
你想要什么？ 帕帕德以他典型的直截了当的方式问道。
I want to take sannyas, Prabhupada, said Tejas.
Srila Prabhupada, 我想当托钵僧, Tejas 说。
Just at that moment, at that same time, before Srila Prabhupada gave an answer, his servant brought him his evening prasadam, some vegetables and fruits.
帕帕德正准备作答的时候，他的仆人端上来一些晚上的prasadam，一些。
Take some prasadam, said Prabhupada, and he put a piece of prasadam in Tejas' hand.
帕帕德跟他说，来一点 prasadam 吧，就把一些 prasadam 伸到了 Tejas 面前。Then
Prabhupada gave him more and more until it was falling out of his hand.
然后帕帕德就递给他越来越多的，直到他都捧不过来了手里。
Tejas put out his other hand, and Srila Prabhupada filled that one up also.
Tejas 伸出另外一只手，帕帕德把这一只手也都装满了prasadam.
While Tejas became occupied in balancing all the prasadam in his hands, Prabhupada said, "So why do you want to take sannyas?"
Tejas 正在那里忙着把两只手的prasadam端好的时候，帕帕德就冒出来一句：“你为什么要当托钵僧？”
For preaching, Prabhupada.
为了传教，帕帕德。
But you're already doing that, he said.
可是你正在传教啊。
Prabhupada Tejas said, having family life is full of so many problems, so many obstacles.
帕帕德，家庭生活有这么多麻烦，有这么多问题。
But your wife is a very nice wife, Prabhupada objected.
但是你的妻子是一个优秀的妻子，帕帕德反对他。
She's very cooperative.
她跟你合作吗?
She's expert at deity worship.
她跟你合作,她也擅长崇拜神像。
She plays mridanga nicely.
她敲mridanga鼓也敲得很好。And
harmonium.
她也会弹harmonium琴。
She's a very nice girl.
她是一个优秀的姑娘。Why
do you want to take sannyas?
你为什么要当托钵僧?
Tejas replied, Prabhupada, married life is very dangerous.
Tejas 说, 帕不帕德, 婚姻生活非常的危险。
Prabhupada replied, married life is dangerous? I don't see any danger. You tell me, what is the danger?
帕帕说, 婚姻生活非常危险,我没看出来, 你告诉我危险在哪里?
Tejas could see what Srila Prabhupada was trying to say. He thought, well, if the spiritual master says there is no danger, then
他就心里想，如果灵性导师都说没有危险的话，那么
So Tejas no longer felt like arguing with Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada changed the subject to some practical preaching matters in India.
帕帕德这时候看出 Tejas 已经再没有什么反驳的话好说了，他一下子就话锋一转，开始谈到一些实际的传教策略上。
And that was the end of that question.
他的问题就这样结束了。
Okay, let me find some other one. Madhvisa had been the present in Bombay ISKCON, but to Srila Prabhupada, he expressed his dissatisfaction, particularly in working with the Indians.
Madhvisa is Mumbai's 的庙长，他开始跟帕帕德抱怨，合作的 the difficulty of cooperation, right?
Yeah, with the Indians.
他开始跟帕帕德抱怨跟印度人合作是多么的困难。
And he said, I want to do something else. I want a different preaching service.
他说我想做别的事情，我想做另外一个传教的服务。
And he said that Indians, they're very sneaky and very tricky, and he didn't like dealing with them.
印度人太狡猾了，他不喜欢跟印度人打交道。
Then Srila Prabhupada said, well, I'm Indian.
帕帕说我也是印度人呢。
Do you think I'm very tricky?
你觉得我狡猾吗？
No, not you, Prabhupada, said Madhvisa.
不，帕帕，你不狡猾。Madhvisa 什么说？
Actually, I am tricky, said Srila Prabhupada.
事实上我非常狡猾，帕帕回答。
Because I tricked you all into surrendering to Krishna, and now you're caught and you cannot get away.
因为我把你们骗了，让你们都臣服了 Krishna， 现在你们都被抓住了，再也逃不出去了。
Yeah. So the Prabhupada sometimes traveled through India by train accompanied by his disciples.
那是的 Prabhupada 有的时候是在门徒的陪伴之下在印度乘火车旅行。
On one occasion, the train stopped, and there was a field of purple flowers outside.
有一时刻呢，火车停了下来，在外面的田野中呢，盛开着一些有紫色的鲜花的一些草。
One of the devotees climbed down from the train, ran into the field, picked some flowers, and ran back to Srila Prabhupada's car, train just as the train started to leave.
有一个门徒呢，就赶紧了跑下列车，跑到田野当中，采了一丛紫色的紫罗兰，然后呢，就在列车刚刚要发动之前呢，然后跳上列车，把它给他送给了帕布帕德。
Then the devotees brought Srila Prabhupada the flowers as an offering of devotion.
这个门徒呢，就怀着一片奉爱之情，把紫罗兰献给了帕布帕德。
Prabhupada calmly accepted them.
帕帕德平静地接受了这个奉爱。
And then he said, Lord Shiva wears these flowers.
然后他就说到了，主 Shiva 喜欢戴这些紫色的花。
The devotees were worried that they just made some guru up a rod. But Srila Prabhupada smiled and he put one flower behind each ear.
然后这个门徒一下子开始恐惧担忧起来了，生怕他做了 Guru Aparad 对 Guru 的冒犯。然后这时候帕帕德就微笑了，微微一笑，把这个紫罗兰就插在了每个耳朵后面。
He opened his eyes very wide, made a big smile.
然后这时候他睁开他的眼睛，然后大大的微笑了。
And he said, "See," and he was playing as if he was Lord Shiva with the purple flowers in his hair.
然后他说你看就好像主 Shiva 就是在他的就是他的头上戴着这个紫色的花在那里玩耍一样。
OK, we're going to finish there for today.
今天我们就停到这里。
Any more questions, any comments or questions from anybody? I see Rajendra posted something.
Rajendra does. 感谢帕布的描述。帕帕德在哪个年代强调剃发适用现代的中国现状吗？有不少帕布都工作上班，是否只有真手生才能剃发？是否帕帕的所有的教诲当代都适用呢？谢谢。顺便做一剂剃发真不错 ，Hare Krishna。Thank you, Prabhu, for your description. Prabhu, in which age, did Srila Prabhupada emphasize on hair, shaving the hairs, and does it accommodate to the situation in China right now? And there are many Prabhus, they are working. Is it that only Brahmachari?
No, this was in the Western countries.
这个是在西方国家。
In the places where it was allowed, in other words, places like in the Western countries, it's quite normal, it's quite okay. But in China, we obviously cannot do this.
在西方国家呢，光头是非常非常普遍的现象，但是在中国呢。可能我们不能这么做。
Although in China, of course, you also have the precedence of monks, so people do understand, but because of the Chinese situation, we should not behave in a way that makes us, you know, gives us trouble.
虽然在中国也有很多剃光头的和尚，但是呢，我们在中国不能做那些给我们带来找麻烦、自找麻烦的事儿。
And we have the example of our own spiritual master, who, when he would come to China, he would keep some hair.
我们有我们灵性导师的典范，当他来到中国的时候呢，他自己也留头发。
Yeah.
And the later part of the question is that all the instruction of Srila Prabhupada is practical in the is accommodate to the modern times, modern age.
We have to see time, place, and circumstances.
那我们应该根据时间、地点、场合来来判断，来做事。
Yeah. With maturity, we know what to do at what time.
这是我们当我们成熟有一个成熟的眼光的时候，我们就知道应该在恰当的时间、地点、场合做恰当的事情。Second,
but I would say that Rajendra is he's a senior devotee. He should know what is the right thing to do at the right time.
我还想说 ，Rajendra 是一个年长奉献者。他知道在什么时间做什么做正确的事情。下一个问题也是 Rajendra Prabhu， 圣帕布帕德讲的狮子和兔子故事给我们什么启示呢？没听懂，再解释一下哈。The story about the lion and the rabbits told by Srila Prabhupada. What's the revelation from this story? I didn't quite understand. Can you explain it?
Well, we heard the story of the lion and how the lion thought that somebody was challenging his authority. So the lion, of course, was consumed by his own image. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that when you want a big man to do, when the big man hears that the subordinates are challenging him, then he will act in your favor. In other words, he will feel like, why are people not listening to me? Why are people challenging me?
那个狮子，他是不允许别人挑战他的权威的。同样的呢，当这个大人物，当他听到他的下属在挑战他的权威的时候，这时候呢，他就会对我们有做对我们有利的事情。就像这个狮子，最后就是对这个兔子，做了最对兔子有利的事情。中国有句话，沉默是金，但沉默很可怕。请问，如果门徒向孤儿提问，孤儿沉默不语怎么办？难道沉默是答案？ 门徒还需要继续提问吗？还是跟着沉默不语？那 in Chinese there is a proverb that the silence is gold. Sometimes it's horrible. In the presence of silence, my question is that if a disciple asks question from guru and guru keep silence, what to do? Is the silence the answer for the disciple? Should this disciple continue to ask question, or the disciple should keep silence too?
I don't know. It depends on the circumstances. Sometimes people ask silly questions, so somebody may not feel like answering a silly question. Sometimes, you know, it really depends. It says in that quote, sometimes you cannot tell what is in the mind of a devotee. So sometimes we just have to accept the situation as it is.
Mm. 这要看情况而定。有的时候呢，门徒人们会提愚蠢的问题。嗯 ，Sorry, I didn't catch the later part.
I said sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we don't know what is in the mind of the person that we're asking the question from. So, you know, maybe they don't want to answer. Maybe they're absorbed in something else. Who knows?
Okay.
It's a time, place, and circumstance thing, you know.
有句话就是说，我们不知道一个奉献者他脑子里的想法，所以呢，有可能呢，这个有时候会觉得我们的问题很愚蠢，也许那个奉献者他脑子里正在想着其他的事情，所以呢，要根据时间、地点、场合来决定。接着上面的关沉默的问题，是否在灵性长者面前应保持沉默？因为在那个场合，长者说话是他的权利，晚辈的职责是聆听，而不是在长者面前滔滔不绝。请问这是拜师那把礼仪吗 ？Continue with the question of silence. Is it that whether we should keep silence in the presence of superior? Because during the situation.It's the rights of the superior to speak, and inferior, the young generation should listen and not talkative. My question that is this the etiquette of Vaishnava?
We should ask intelligent questions. That spiritual life.Yes, we should let the superiors talk, and we shouldn't try to present ourselves as being intelligent. But we should ask, because we know that verse, Tad viti pranipatina pariprasnina sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam gyaninas tatvadarshina. It says that one should approach that verse from Bhagavad Gita. So that verse from Bhagavad Gita should be our guiding principle.
我叫凡哥这个这刚才的第 4.34 的师节应该是我们的指导原则，就是当然了，门徒不应该在长者面前显摆他比长者知道的更多，但是他应该提有智慧的问题，所以这个师节是应该是对这个问题的回答。好，下一个问题，真的大师，有关在 Kirtan 时是否用哈姆律琴的问题，圣帕帕德说在巴赞时用哈姆律琴不用琴，只用鼓和脑钹。现在看来，把哈姆尼琴用在 Kirtan 时候也不错哦。现在 Kirtan 的气氛和灵性氛围，这不是违背帕帕德的训示吧？不是什么大问题吧？Regarding to the harmonium, Srila Prabhupada said we shouldn't use harmonium when Kirtan. But nowadays it seems it's quite good.Using a harmonium and atmosphere is quite nice. This shouldn't be regarded as disobeying to the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. It's not so such a big issue.
Maybe not a big issue in your mind.
Sorry.
Maybe it's not a big issue in your mind.
Okay. 可能在你的脑海里这不是什么大问题。
I don't know why Srila Prabhupada said it. I don't know why We can speculate as long as we'd like. I was just reading the pastime from, and it's in the letter. So you can interpret Srila Prabhupada's letter any way you like, but this is what he wrote.
The first sentence I've got.
I made several points. The first one is that this is a letter from Srila Prabhupada, so it's in writing.
OK, 那首先呢，这是帕帕德的一个信里所写的话。
We don't know why he wrote it, but he wrote it.
我们不知道他为什么要这么写，但是呢，他就是在信里是这么写的了。
I don't know if anybody asked him this question, why it's like this.
我不知道是不是有过人提问帕帕德为什么要这么做。
And I just read it in the book to everybody, so I cannot give an opinion on it. Maybe you know more than me, so then it's up to you to explain to us.
我只是照本宣科而已，也许你比我知道的更多，也许你可以来解释。
But I'm not prepared to speculate on this.
我不准备就这一点来做心智推敲。请问帕布，为什么只有男性剃光头？这是Rajendra Prabhu Rajendra Das， 女性不可以呢？有些独身真守的女性也很想剃光头，可以吗？So why only the male should shave their heads and the females cannot shave? Some Brahmacharini, and they also want to shave heads. Is it all right?
Generally, those who are widows shave their head.
一般来说就是那些寡妇他们会剃头。
But for a woman, she should always be beautiful.
但对于女性而言呢，她应该总是美丽，展示美丽的一面。
And the man should always have a cool head.
而男性呢，应该头脑冷静的。OK， 据说当真守生和托钵僧比居士还危险。有的真守生说，为了避免危险，结婚更好。怎么回答？请开始。It said that Brahmachari and Sannyasi to be Brahmachari and Sannyasi is more dangerous than Grihastha. Some Brahmachari said that in order to avoid danger, it's better to get married. How to answer that question? Please give me some revelation.
Well, 99.9% of men are going to get married.
99.9% 的人都男性都会结婚的。
And, you know, the Vedic system is that everything should be done in a gradual way.
在Vedic.
In the scriptures, it's described that, you know, there are four stages of life.
经典说就一切都应该是一个逐渐的过程。那经典训示说有四个生命阶段。
As a brahmachari, one should concentrate on study.
做真守生呢，应该专注于学业。
And learning to control the senses.
学习怎么控制感官。
This can be also for women in their student life. They should learn the scriptures, learn devotional arts, learn how to control their senses.
女性也一样。那么在学生阶段呢，她们应该学习经典，学习这些艺术，学习怎么控制感官。
And it said the best brahmachari makes the best grihastha.
据说最好的真守生最后就成为最优秀的居士了。
Because if a brahmachari is trained to control the senses, then he will have a peaceful grihastha life.
因为做真守生阶段，他学习了怎么控制感官的话，他的婚姻生活，他的居士生活就是一个比较平和、祥和的婚姻生活。
And then as he gets older, then as the children are grown up, then the man can travel with his wife and preach.
当这个居士年老之后呢，孩子也长大了，这居士就可以跟妻子一起旅行传教。
And again, be more renounced and more focused on spiritual life.
他可以再一次变得气绝，专注于灵性生活。
And then a very small percentage of men may take sannyas.
之后呢，有一小部分比例的男性可以当托钵僧。
But again, that is also a very small amount of people. Most people, they will stay together their whole life and retire together.
当然了，当托钵僧的仍然只是占很少的比例。大部分人，大部分居士呢，他们仍然会在一起，然后呢，就仍然会在一起。
And we have the example of some who never take sannyas, even great spiritual masters like Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
我们有一些例子呢，就是从来就没有当过托钵僧，比如说呢，就像我们伟大的 Acharya Bhaktivinoda Thakur 这样的灵性导师。
And many sannyasis, they would listen and learn from Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
还有很多 sannyasi 托钵僧都会向 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 去学习，听他的教诲。
So we know this famous verse by Lord Chaitanya.
我们知道主 Chaitanya 说过一个著名的诗节。
He said, "Kibavitpre kibanyasi sudra kene noi ye Krishna tatve se guru hoy." He says that I'm not a brahmana, I'm not a sannyasi, I'm not a this, I'm not that.Like that.
他说了，我不是婆罗门，我也不是托钵僧，等等等等。
Yes, we are servant of Krishna. That is our real designation. Oh, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, all the different varnas and ashrams, these are external designations.
所有这些神守生、居士、托钵僧，它只是一个外在的头衔而已。我们都不是，我们是 Krishna 永恒的仆人。
These are external designations.
这些都是一些外在的定义而已。
But it doesn't matter what ashram somebody is in. The real thing that matters is that you know Krishna.
无论一个人处在什么样的 ashram 阶段都无所谓。那关键呢是 Krishna.
Those who are still in external consciousness, they will place great importance on these external designations.
那些还在物质知觉当中的人，他们强调这些外在的身份。
But those who are actually advanced, they're looking for how much is somebody absorbed in their Krishna consciousness. That is the real advancement.
但那些精进的、真正的精进的人，应该看一个人到底有多大程度上专注于 Krishna， 这是评判进步的标准。Radha Ananda, Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜尊敬的帕布，您讲述帕帕消失光非常有力量，我们如何从内外都有力量去坚守帕帕德关于奉爱瑜伽休息的训示呢？我们在物质知觉折腾太久了，时常都是在物质知觉比划奉爱瑜伽，这一点如何超越呢？Hare Krishna, obeisance to a respectable Prabhu, the Lila that youspoke about Srila Prabhupada is so powerful. The question is that how can we have the power to obey all those instructions about the Bhakti Yoga from Srila Prabhupada, both internally and outside, ulterior? We are in our material consciousness such a long time. Many times we areComparing Bhakti Yoga with our material consciousness, how can we transcend those points? Thank you.
Hare Krishna, my obeisance is also to you.
Hare Krishna, 我也深深的顶拜你。
It takes the short answer is it takes time.
简而言之，一言蔽之，就是它需要花时间。
The long answer is that it takes practice.
那么，更长一点的回答呢，是说，做到这一点是需要练习的。
Just like children, they can't walk and run immediately.
像小孩子不可能马上的就学会走路和跑步。
But with time and encouragement and patience, eventually the child can learn to walk.
需要时间， 需要鼓励，需要练习，最后孩子才能学会走路。
And you know, we often say that you know, even you fall off your bike, you get back on it again.
嗯，经常有句话就是说，如果你从自行车上掉下来了，你就再回去再接着骑。
So in devotional service, we sometimes struggle because we've had many lifetimes of conditioning.
我们在奉献服务当中呢，很长时间呢都是在那里挣扎着，因为我们在物质的生活当中呢陷得太久了。
And we can't use that, of course, as an excuse to keep making mistakes.
我们也不能以此为借口，来作为自己犯错误的借口。
But rather, we should learn from our mistakes.
我们要从错误当中吸取教训。
It's not disgraceful to make a mistake.
犯错并不是令人丢脸的事儿。
It's disgraceful to keep making a mistake.
但是继续不断的犯错误才让人丢脸。
So, our devotional career is, you know, is really based on our sincerity.
我们的奉爱的这样的一个生涯，最主要的基石就是我们的真诚。
And really, that is humility. Humility means even though we make, you know, we make mistakes, we're humble because we realize we're not perfect, and therefore we cannot criticize somebody else for making mistakes also.
那么这个所谓的真诚其实也就是谦卑，就是因为我们知道我们都不完美，所以我们自己会犯错误，但是我们自己犯错，我们自己也会犯错误，我们也不要来反而指责别人也会犯错误。
So, because we've all made mistakes, we encourage each other.
因为人非圣贤，孰能无过？所以我们要彼此互相鼓励才对。
So therefore, Srila Prabhupada made one interesting statement, and he said that, it is impossible to become Krishna conscious without the association of other devotees.
在这一点呢，帕帕德做过一个著名的一句说过一句著名的话，就是说在奉爱服的道路上can you repeat?
I said therefore, so the prophet mentions that it's impossible, or it's a big illusion to think that we can become Krishna conscious without the association of the devotees.
所以帕帕说，如果我们认为可以没有奉献者的涟漪，我们就可以在 Krishna 之间当中存活的话，那是一个幻象而已。
Because the mistakes you're making, for sure the older devotees have also made the same mistakes.
因为你在奉献服务当中会犯错误，所以可以肯定的是，别人也会犯错误。
And we can learn from their experience, and we can learn how to, and we can also learn from their encouragement and support.
我们可以从他们错误当中吸取教训，我们也可以 lesson from their mistake, and we can
and we can also get help from their encouragement.
我们也可以从对方奉献者那里获得鼓舞鼓励。下一个问题，什么红尘陌上浅然安然尘浅叫安然。哦，下一个问题 ，Harry Bamsa， 你之前也是生意人，帕帕德说我小时候也是裸体，是什么道理？This from 连马。You also are a businessman, Prabhupada replied. I myself was naked when I was a child.
No, he didn't say as a child.
他不是，帕帕并没有说他小时候是裸体。
Yes, but it means just because I was like this before doesn't mean I should also be like this now. That is the meaning.
意思就是说我以前是那样子的，并不等于我现在也应该是还是同样的老样子， 就是这个意思。
In other words, times change, you know. We learn things, so therefore we shouldn't stay in the old ways.
换句话是就是说，时代都改变了，与时俱进，我们不应该是还是老样子。
Does that make sense now?
这样有没有道理呢？怎么说？下一个问题。
Okay.
红尘陌上，前两讲佛在下白谈里有很多提到众生和生物，众生和生物有什么区别？There are many phrases in Srimad Bhagavatam like living entities and all living entities. This is I think it's a question about translation. It's the difference between translation of the living entity.
Okay.
我觉得这个您说的众生和生物，这是翻译的问题。下一个，崇拜帕帕德是不是我们现在 ISKCON Krishna 之间必须的崇拜程序呢？每个庙宇、每个小组，就像在 RT 崇拜神像一样崇拜帕帕德。崇拜帕帕德的重要意义是什么？是不是那是不是不可以以各种理由不去崇拜帕帕德呢？Worship of Srila Prabhupada is the standard process in ISKCON. Every temple, every group, like they worship deity, they worship Srila Prabhupada. What's the meaning, significance of worshipping Srila Prabhupada? Whether or not we cannot worship Srila Prabhupada using various excuses.
What is the purpose of worshipping Srila Prabhupada?
Yes, what's the purpose? What's the significance? Whether or not we don't worship Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada is the founder of ISKCON.
Because Srila Prabhupada is the International Krishna Jivyada
Association's We read his books are the guidelines.
His books are our guidelines.
And he is also the Param Guru. He's the spiritual master of our spiritual master.
他也是 Param Guru, 是我们灵性导师们的灵性导师。
So he represents, he's one of the representatives of the spiritual, of the disciplic succession.
他也是使徒传系的代表。
It's also said sometimes that just like in the family life, that the grandfather may be more merciful than the parents.
据说呢，就像家庭生活当中呢，祖父比父亲更加仁慈。
So it is also said that the mercy of Krishna comes more easy sometimes by worshipping in this way.
那么据说呢，就是这样呢，崇拜灵性导师，那么就更容易能获得 Krishna 的仁慈。
Worship really is also about appreciation.
崇拜呢，也是表达我们的一种欣赏、感恩之情。
So, the worship shouldn't really be just something mechanical.
这个崇拜不应该是机械化的。
It's described in Bhakti Yoga. The essence of our practices is to develop devotion, to develop love.
在我们 Bhakti Yoga 奉爱瑜伽程序当中呢，最重要的是Bhakti 奉爱。
So, because we feel some appreciation, we feel some love. So, why should we not worship somebody that we love?
因为我们欣赏，所以我们才会有爱。为什么我们不能去崇拜一个我们爱的人呢？
It's almost you're saying.That showing love and appreciation is a bad thing, or I'm a little bit confused now.
那么通过崇拜来表达我们的爱，难道不对吗？我现在就觉得有点困惑了。The following is that, 经典和领导讲课都是我们不需要太多知识，只要有奉爱服务就可以。经典和圣人所说的知识是物质知识，灵性知识呢？只要涟漪就行，有没有知识不重要，对吗？ the scripture and the spiritual master, when during the lecture, they all said that we don't need so much knowledge. As long as one have the bhakti devotional service, it's all right. And the knowledge in the scripture and from the holy men, holy the saint, the holy people, it's about material knowledge or spiritual knowledge. And as long as there is association, it's all right. Whether or not one has knowledge is not so important. Is that right?
I don't know who said this.
And this is from 红尘陌上浅然安笑, 浅,
I don't know, I'm saying, I don't know which of our spiritual masters would have said this.
我不知道这是哪个灵性导师所说的话。
And I also don't know what the context was within which this was said.
我也不知道这个话是在哪个背景之下所说的。
But you could say, Tamal Krishna Maharaj once said to me that, and Srila Prabhupada also said it, yes, we don't need all this knowledge.
有一次 Tamal Krishna Goswami 对我说过这个话, Srila Prabhupada 也说过, 是的,我们不需要所有这些知识。
If you're a perfected person.
如果你是个完美的人,
you don't need all this knowledge.
那你不需要所有这些知识。
Just like the gopis in Vrindavan, they're not going to Srimad Bhagavatam class every day.
就像文达文的牧牛姑娘们, 他们并没有, 他们并不是每天都朗读圣严普教法坛。
Because they've already reached the perfection of all knowledge.
因为他们已经达到了所有知识的完美了。
Right? It said, Ante Narayana Smriti, the perfection of knowledge is to remember Krishna always.
因为据说呢，所有知识的最终的结论，始终的完美，都是始终的铭记着Krishna。
So when you can remember Krishna always,
如果你能够始终的铭记Krishna,
you certainly don't need anything else.
你肯定也不需要别的了。
But until such a state of perfection is reached, you should have some knowledge.
但除非一个人已经达到了这样的完美境界的话，那还是需要一些知识的。
And the reason for that is that ISKCON is a preaching movement. Our business is to give Krishna to others.
原因就是ISKCON Gopi Krishna 知觉协会是一个传教的机构运动，我们把知识给予其他人。
And you know, most people require some information to change their way of thinking.
大部分人他们要改变他们思维模式是需要知识的，需要信息的。
So we need knowledge to become convinced.
我们要被别人说服，我们是需要知识的。
So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, quoting Srila Prabhupada said that knowledge is required to convince our mind and intelligence to practice Krishna consciousness.
所以 Tamal Krishna Goswami 他引述 Srila Prabhupada 的话说, 我们要说服我们的心意和智性是需要知识。
So yes, we need the association of devotees, that's true.
是的，我们你说的不错，我们确实需要奉献者联谊。But
at the same time, you know, a lot of people are also very, very sentimental.
但是呢，很多人呢，他们感情用事。So
to avoid being sentimental, we should have clear Shastric knowledge.
为了避免感情用事，我们需要有清晰明了的经典知识。
Otherwise, somebody with stronger arguments can easily convince us to give up Krishna consciousness also.
否则的话，有些人他们带着以很强的这种逻辑的辩论来到我们跟前，我们就很容易被他们说服，然后跟着他们跑了。
And without knowledge, that will easily happen.
在缺乏知识的情况下是很容易发生这种事情。
So we do need knowledge.
我们确实需要知识。
As long as we're not perfected self-realized persons.
只要我们现在还没有是一个完全觉悟了自我已经完美的人。
All right.
Oh, this is another question.
What is the time? What is the time?
Seems time is 8:30.
Okay, I have another meeting with somebody soon, so another call with Girdhar Maharaj at 9, so I have to get ready soon. But let's just take another question and then we'll finish up.
It's a Sims comment. 如果不想崇拜帕帕的，就不会得到帕帕仁慈，也不想看帕帕书，他也不想来了解 Krishna 了。我哥就是这样，刚开始他来听课，后来他说就是要听帕帕的教导，他就不来了。他不知道帕帕的能赐予多大祝福。It seems to comment that if we don't worship Prabhupada,
yes,
we cannot get mercy from Srila Prabhupada and will not read books from Srila Prabhupada. We don't want to.Know more about Krishna. My elder brother is such case. In the beginning, when he knows that he's going to learn Srila Prabhupada's instruction, then he decided not to come. He doesn't know how much mercy, benediction from Srila Prabhupada's comment. Then they add another comment. 那我们可不可以自认为自己是牧牛姑娘呢？那是什么样？The other question that following the following previous question. Then can we regard ourselves as gopi? what will be what's it like?
I don't know. When you find out, let me know.
我也不知道。如果你知道了，你告诉我。Okay.
All right, thank you all very much for your wonderful comments and enthusiasm for hearing about Srila Prabhupada.
非常感谢你们所有人的评论，也感谢你们聆听Srila Prabhupada的小时光。
And we hope that we can continue next time. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai. 希望我们下周继续。那法官的知音服务员聆听，感谢各位尊敬的 Vaishnava 的聆听。我们今天早上的播音就到这里。Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for translating very, very nicely.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your wonderful lecture.
Okay.
Okay.
Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Hari Bo.